Mrs. Shearer, where did you get the quilting frame? You were just telling
that me. That belongs to Mrs. Shearer here.
Mrs. John Shearer.
Yes. Mrs. John Shearer. And it was my sister's husband and middle. Mrs. D. Graham.
More than 70 years ago, eh?
Yeah. Well, at least 60 years ago.
And you've been using 60, the same 70 one
60, 70 years. Yeah.
We've been borrowing them.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask somebody about, we were talking about making the Belgian pies the other day.
Ooh.
And about how long you cook them. And we have the basic recipe, but I just wanted to get some different people's ideas. And I think you were telling me about keeping some warm milk and adding milk to it while it cooks or something. Is that the rice one?
The rice, some milk. Always have warm milk, you know, that would warm up. Not to a boiling point, but when it gets drier, well, you have some of that. Not cold milk, you know.
Yeah, right.
That's the way, but I don't know. Now, I bet you for a cup. For a cup of rice, it would take at least close to over a quart of milk.
A quart of milk?
Over that, I'm pretty sure. Well, you'd see, you know, because it's got to cook about an hour and a half, you know, on a slow.
Slow up, it's how hot?
The third one, but let's try it.
Oh, when it's to bake them?
The third, I can easily have it, get it.
Well,
yeah,
then.
It's even here. It's not
tightening. I usually started at 400. But then, as you go on, you know, it gets warmer, and I turn it down. If I see that they go too fast, I turn it down.
I think so. You pull it from here.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you cook trip?
Cook what?
Trip.
Well, us, during our days, we'd boil it first. And so
Let him come to a boil,
good boil. But you got to pick up, you know, to boil. Otherwise, it'll split. And then you can always freeze them if you want. And use them as want to warm them up.
Then after you boil them, then do you fry them in the pan also?
You can do that. I like them fried a little bit.
Yeah, fried. And we barbecued them here last summer.
On the grill?
Yeah.
They were delicious.
Oh, I bet they were. Now, someone was telling me about cooking them in the oven. Did any of you
cook them in the oven? We did that already.
Yeah, we've done that.
Put them in the oven and
put them
brown.
In the oven.
Now, did you make that at home, like when you were growing up? Did you make trip at home?
Oh, yes.
What really goes in it? I know there's cabbage, and there's pork,
about a
right?
Third of the cabbage.
Oh, more than that. Don't you think it takes at least two-thirds of your cabbage and a third of pork?
No,
about a third of pork. I mean the third of cabbage.
That's all. To two-thirds of meat.
Yeah.
That's the way Mama makes them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a long time I didn't make them.
No, that'd be too much.
Then you grind up your pork, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What parts of the pork do you use to make trip? The parts you might throw away.
That's right. The parts that were a little tougher or something like that. You grind that up.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Do you use the head meat at all or anything like that?
No, that we make head cheese.
Make head cheese out of that.
So.
Okay, how do you make jut? I'll ask her first, Mrs. Harry Shearer, then I'll ask Mrs. John Shearer.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
You tell me.
Jut? Well, first you boil your cabbage. And when they're tender, then you drain that and you chop it up real fine. And with some kind of a knife. And then you brown a piece of butter in a skillet and you pour that in there and you add seasoning and your salt, pepper, and a nutmeg, because we go for nutmeg here. And let it just warm
simmer.
Up. Yeah, simmer for a little
Leave it simmer
for
though,
a few minutes.
For
yeah.
Or 15, 20 minutes, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
piece,
yeah, yeah, just about, yeah. More than about, depending on.
What did you make? Did you make anything with potatoes and mixed with other vegetables? Somebody had told me about.
Oh yeah, we took ratatouille.
What is it?
Ratatouille. That's a Belgian name, you know. You mix, yeah, your potatoes and cabbage.
But you gotta boil your cabbage a little bit before too, before no. adding?
Usually add everything together.
You put everything together,
yeah.
I always leave them just to simmer, and then I put my potatoes in, and the carrots too. You know, you put your carrots when
I put my carrots,
but they're done. They're frozen there.
Yeah, sometimes and sometimes they're not. When fresh carrots, I do the same way. By the time my carrots are done, well, my potatoes are done. My carrots are done too, and I mash everything together. And you put a piece of shortening in there and
onion too.
Yeah, not me,
no,
onions.
No, I do. I put a little onion, not too much.
And your seasoning too, salt, pepper, and nutmeg.
And then you just mash it like
that? You mash it real good. Yeah.
Then would you add a little cream to that or anything?
No, just a bit of shortening.
Shortening.
Yeah. To either if you have fried pork, you know, that goes good in there. Or a piece of butter you have. Yeah.
Did you make galettes here?
Yeah,
for
Mimi
New
makes
Year's?
Them, yeah.
Mimi
makes them.
Do you have a special iron that you make them with?
Yeah. Mimi has one. It comes from Belgium.
The iron doesn't come from Belgium, but the pattern that comes from Belgium. And then there was some workshop in Green Bay that would make them.
How do you make those? Is it a different batter than a regular waffle batter?
Well, you can make it the regular waffle batter, but us, we make it more like a cookie dough, we'd always say. And then I made some raised ones, too.
Rice?
Raised
ones.
Like pies. The only thing, it takes a lot more sugar than in your pie. In your recipe for one recipe in a pie, it takes half a cup of sugar. But I put 2 cups of sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Because to eat like that, you know, just eat that plain.
Then after you make these galettes, you make them on the stove, on the burner, right?
Yeah, on the... It was easier when we used to have the old
cook stove.
Wood stove, yeah.
We'd take the old lid out, and then those things are, well, about the size of the lid of the little stove there. Put that on there. And then as it cooks while we turn it, it has two long handles, you know. And we turn it the other side too. It'll be done, and you take that one off, and you put a little, grease it, with the Fluffo or Crisco or something like that. Before, we used to take a piece of salt, you remember?
Pork, yeah.
Salt pork.
Salt
yeah,
pork.
And rub it on.
And rub it on with it. Pork, you know? But then, I don't know, you got away from that, and I used a little brush instead and Crisco, because we haven't done no more salt and pepper either, that's why.
Yeah, like that. It gets away from that like everything else. Yeah.
Well, we get salt pork at home, though. My mother brings me salt pork.
She makes it, too. My daughter does it, too, and boys, good.
My mother renders her own lard too, and that is a best.
Yeah,
that's
like
white and it's beautiful.
Yeah, and Jillian too, and she puts it in jars.
Yeah,
see the lid. Oh, her lard
it has
is
a
so
different
nice.
Flavor too. Than
yes.
Oh yeah,
it really does. It has a flavor. I mean, it. You know, it's really good.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Well, now when you make these galettes, do you only have them on New Year's?
That's the only time I ever make them.
Then how do you serve it on the plate? Do you put any sugar
like,
on it?
Like the sugar when we boil milk. And then we put that on and put sugar beside it and leave it come to a boil. That's the way I make them like at New Year's there. And then you put a bowl of that, you know, for their desserts. See? At the water over there.
Now, do they dip their waffle in that or pour it over that of the waffle? Pour it over the waffle?
On the iron, you mean?
No, I mean after it's cooked and you're serving it and you have the milk that you've heated.
Yeah, I usually see the waffles are about that length and about this wide. See, I break them in two. See, in the kettle, and then you put your warm milk on and sugar. And you would come, sometimes not leave them boil too long. And then they're done, and then you can scoop them out. Halves, you know.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
And put a little sugar, extra sugar now in your milk, too.
Yeah. Were there any other dishes? Now, I know about the trip and the jut and the Belgian pies. And this one you just told me about, the ratatouille. Were there any others you can think of that were really Belgian, that the Belgians had more?
Well, you have that, what do you call that salad? You boil your potatoes, and like supposing now we boil, that's something we do once in a while, pretty often here too. You boil your potatoes and your string beans, you know. And you make a milk gravy with that. Brown a piece of butter and add onions and milk and pour that over.
Now, would that have a name?
Not especially.
No, no name.
Now, would you do this when you had fresh vegetables in the summer?
Now we have frozen vegetables, so you can always fix that. Yeah, otherwise that's the only way you could fix it.
Now, in years back, before we had freezers and things, what did you do in the winter? What did you have in the winter for vegetables?
A lot of canning. We can all that, process all that, you know, like your beans and your carrots.
Yeah.
I know we used to have 400 or 500 jars that was sitting there in the winter. And peas you used to process too.
Now, did you always have fresh meat in the winter, or was it mostly pork,
salted pork.
Mostly salted pork, yeah.
Always.
What do you want me to do? Go on, like, or beef, that's... Well, you don't have to apologize. That's something that before the butcher shops came around, that we wouldn't see too much of that.
Used to me that Johnny used to see, they used to fill up those big cake, with salt pork. Isn't it 2 pigs that they butchered, 2-3 pigs? And salt everything, you know? And then before the winter.
Yeah.
And
in spring of the year, then they take the, you know, they take it out of, that was, they make a brine. See, that
did they have a certain time of the year when they butchered?
In the fall of the year, yeah, when it was cool there, yeah. And then in the spring of the year.
And then sometimes they smoke it.
Yeah.
They put it in water to take most of that salt, you know, drain, and then leave it drain a little bit, and then smoke it like the big thing.
Would you have a smokehouse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had our own smokehouse.
Yeah.
How long have you lived here, Mrs. Shudwin?
We've been here for 30, since 1940.
36 years.
Then we stayed together on the other farm over there, since we were married, that's 51 years. We always stayed together, that's why we're so close. We always stayed together.
We stayed 9 years. I stayed 9 years there.
Now, this was the home place that both of your husbands came from, or?
The Everettes, this is the place for the Everettes, too. That's for the first, they first settled here, yeah.
On this place here?
This place here, yeah. And then they bought that, extra land.
There.
Or maybe they did already have that land, but
they bought the 40s.
Yeah,
here.
But this is where they built. See. They built over. They moved. They built later on. They built over there. They had a general store and a cheese factory and a post office. And a tavern.
Yeah. Now where was this?
Right
the corner there.
Past the corner here, right close to the church. On this side,
The Everettes donated
the land
to the church to build a church there.
I see.
Yeah.
We're going to go and see Harry and talk to him about the fishing. We're real interested in the nets, you know, making the nets and all that kind of thing, too. You did tell me that they are still doing that, didn't you?
My husband, yeah.
Oh, your husband does, too. Oh. Maybe I could get him to tell me a little bit about it.
Maybe we can get him to talk it in.
Fishing now or years ago fishing?
Well, both, really, if you want to... Do you still make your nets?
No, the boys are fishing now.
I see. Do you go with them now?
Huh?
Do you go with them?
Well, I go once in a while with them. Oh, yeah.
When do they do the fishing? In the winter, mostly?
That's in the winter. Years ago, we used to go year-round. Then when we were staying at the dock, you know that.
Did you used to live at the dock?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's our old place.
Was there a commercial fishing at all?
That's commercial fishermen, yes.
Now, were the Shooters commercial fishermen, too?
Huh?
Were the Shooters commercial fishermen?
My dad used to be, see. And we kept on fishing.
I see. Did you make your own nets and things?
Yes, we're making our own nets, yes.
Well, how did he learn to do that?
Huh?
How did your father learn to make nets and all?
My father heard that from old fishermen that come from the whole country. There is a settlement here, and that's where they found it. That's old Pete Lefebvre from Green Bay.
I see. And now your grandsons are still making nets and things now?
That's right. Yeah, they're making their nets.
Oh, we'll have to go and take pictures sometime. When do they make the nets? In the spring?
Well, in the fall of the year, like it, before they start fishing, you know, there's all kind of weather that we could get on the heist. It's, well, between them time, that I'll see. And, well, last part of January, first part of January.
Then how do they, now I am so ignorant, I don't know anything about it. How do they do it? Do you go out and cut a hole in the ice?
We cut the hole in the ice, and the nets are 200 feet long, see?
The nets. 200 feet.
Yeah. And then they got a long pole, like they're setting now, the pole is 100 feet long. You got to make a straight line so your pole hits your hole, see? And if they don't hit, well, then they got a hook that goes under the heist to pull them back to the hole. See? And they're going, then they got a running line in the back, see, tied to the pole. See? When they got it at the second hole, then they take the line and they pull the net and they tie up that line to the nets, they pull them in. See? And then after then, that net's in, your pole is at the same hole, see, at the end of the net. See? Then they're putting back the line for the next net, see, the running line.
And so there would be like holes in a row, 100
That's
feet
right.
apart.
Yes, yes. Every 100 feet there's a hole.
And they have to be in a straight line.
That'd be a straight line. They're always in a straight line, yes.
Then what fish would you catch?
Huh?
What types of fish?
Well, now they're for whitefish. They're fishing whitefish. But before that was for perch and herring.
Do you get any perch and herring anymore?
No, that's something in the past. And we used to take that by ton years ago.
Did they die off?
No, they didn't die out. They moved out of Green Bay. And we figured what and your chubs and all that's gone for your big fish that they plant in here.
What fish did they plant?
Well, all them trouts and them coho, they put them in here. See, that ain't nature, that, see. And they're feeding on our stuff. On the smaller fish. That didn't belong in those.
Well,
water.
When did the planting take place? When did they put these fish in, the big ones?
Oh, well, that's about 10 years ago that they start. I don't know for that much yet.
Did pollution hurt the fishing at all?
Huh?
Did pollution hurt the fishing? Like from the factories in Green Bay and stuff like that?
No. You mean that for catching them fish?
Yeah.
No, that's only the sport fishermen hook and line that, see? They can we ain't allowed to take that in the net, see.
I see.
That's for the sport fishermen.
Well, now, what if you pull something up in your net that's not allowed?
We're supposed to leave it, go back in. That's what we're doing.
I see.
When it's the trout or something that's alive, we put him back in.
Well, when you went out on the ice in the old days, did you take a wagon on the ice or sleigh?
That's a sleigh. That's a
what do they do now?
Now we got a skiff, they call them. That's a boat with a runner underneath, see? And we're pulling that with a snowmobile.
Oh, I see.
Well, they're what's called a skiff. It's a boat, except it's got runners underneath.
Well, now, are they doing any commercial fishing at all now? In your family.
In the family? Well, the boys, your Davy, his wife was your while ago, David. Yeah. And Harry, you know Harry?
Yeah.
Well, he's got some nets in already, too.
And then who did they sell the fish to?
Well, when they got too much to sell around here now, although they ship it to Chicago.
I see.
They ship that
well, to now, Chicago. Do they really make a profit doing that?
Well, when they get fish, they make a little profit. But like this year, they're running in the hole.
It's been a bad year?
Oh, yeah. Very bad. We never seen one like that before.
Why?
Because there's no fish. And they can't find them. No place.
Is it the weather, you think?
I don't know. I don't know what makes that. That's something I can't tell you. That I don't know. But that happened already. That we had a poor year, but not as poor as this year.
I see. Then, do you dry fish at all? Did you ever do any of that?
What?
Smoked fish.
No, not no more. Years ago, we used to do that, the herring, see?
To preserve it for the winter? Or?
No, for selling here, around here, and for our own self, see?
I see.
Look, so, now we ain't got no more herring to smoke. That's something that passed.
So, what do you get now, really? Mostly, now?
Whitefish.
Just whitefish.
Just whitefish. Yeah. That's something. Our perch are gone. Herring are gone. Chops are gone. Everything is gone except the whitefish. And I still think they'll be going too.
The whitefish? Because of the game fish?
Because of them fish that they put in there, all that trout that they put in here. They don't eat the whitefish because they're too big, the big ones. But they eat the minnows, they're catching the minnows. So in a few years from now, that's something won't be no more either.
Nice.
Nothing but rough fish we got here now. Lawyers and suckers that you can get that by ton.
But they're not good in commercial.
And carp.
Yeah.
But there's no market for it, see. There's no market.
Did you eat a lot of fish at home here yourself too?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes.
I had a question too about when you fished, were you also a farmer or did you just fish?
Well, now, but years ago when we used to be over there, that was selling there, you would run a lumber yard, see, over there.
At Shooter's Dock.
Then we were fishing them days.
Fishing and running a lumber.
But when my dad bought the farm, then we quit fishing in the summertime then.
I see. So only fished in the winter when there wasn't much farm work.
Yeah.
I see. When did you start going out? How old were you when you started going out fishing?
When I got fishing with my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'll say about 12, 15 years maybe. And less.
And then you would go out year-round?
Year-round.
I see. That's really interesting. Would you use the same nets in the summer that you used in the winter?
Same thing, yes. Same nets. That's gill nets. You know that.
Gill nets.
Gill nets. But then we had pond nets.
Now what's that?
Pond nets, you keep them alive in there. They don't gill, see? You can leave your pond net in a week or two, your fish is all alive.
A gill net kills them?
If you leave them in there, they can't swim around or nothing, they're caught then, see?
I see.
Then we used to get herring by ton then. But them good old days are gone.
Is there anything left over at Shooter's Dock now?
Huh?
Is there anything left over at Shooter's Dock now?
Well, it's Joseph Destry that's in there on the tavern, and he's got a trailer court in there. See.
Oh, yeah, he's
got a big outfit there. He's got over 80 trailers in there now.
Is it mostly summer people?
That's summer and some in the winter time too.
How did this, when people started vacationing up in here, how did that affect you as fishermen?
They don't affect us much around here.
The sport fishermen are not really.
No.
Because I know in Algoma, I had heard that made a big change in Algoma with the sport fishermen.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's what I heard too. Cleaning their fish all over. There was a mess in Algoma for a while, that I know.
But you didn't have that problem around here?
No. Well, you know, this is different in here. The park where the sport fishermen go, that's a county park, you see. So the county was taking care of the park.
I see. Well, that's really interesting. I'll have to come back and talk to you another time. Would you mind?
No, that's okay. Anytime.
Okay, good.